The coalition has already made stops in Pensacola and Panama City and is visiting Gadsden County and Tallahassee Wednesday. It was behind 2018's Amendment 4, which cleared the way for many people with a felony to regain the right to vote after completing their sentence, but it has faced significant legal challenges. Neil Voles, the group's deputy director, says they're coming through with a message.
Now that the voter registration deadline has passed, we are squarely focused on communicating with the FRC family, returning citizens in all the communities across the state, our family members, our loved ones, about the importance of voting.
As always, Voles says, the group's effort to raise money toward paying fines and fees continues.
Since 2019, when we started the fines and fees program, up to right now, we have raised and spent nearly $27 million to help tens of thousands of returning citizens become eligible to vote.
Voles says the coalition isn't stopping that effort after the November election. He expects it to extend into the years ahead. Voles himself has a felony in his past and got his right to vote restored by Amendment 4. But just recently, Florida's Clemency Board gave him back some more civil rights. He can now serve on a jury of his peers and run for public office.
There are tens of thousands of people in the state who have signed up and who are facing a similar situation. And so it was a real cool moment for me. I felt like I could see myself being restored with my community.
Though Voles said the Clemency Board meeting did have a bittersweet moment, his friend and colleague Desmond Mead, who heads the coalition, had his application for rights reinstatement tabled by the Florida Cabinet. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.